Anyone born in the early days of rock and roll is old enough to collect Social Security now. The years go by, but the fascination lingers. Witness the fact that Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison will play a gig in Reading this month, September 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium, to be exact. And to be more exact, it's not really Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, because both of them are long dead. But holograms constructed to represent the rock and roll greats will play with live bands. You'll hear from the guy in charge. First, let's set the mood. Yeah, the music does have some durability, that is for sure. Let us talk now to Marty Tudor, who's the CEO of Bass Hologram Productions, which is putting on the show in Reading later this month. Marty, welcome.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Give us the beginning. How did the idea for these holographic performances even come about?
Well, just like most people in the world, I was exposed to the Tupac performance at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of amazed by it, frankly, and even more so by the reaction to the crowd. And as I started to do more and more homework about it, I realized that there have been collectively over 2 billion views of it online. So it clearly said that there is a there. It's a matter of cracking the code. You know, I saw the Coachella performance, and it was only two songs, and I thought, why would you put in all that effort and so on just for two songs and then not follow it up? And clearly the audience is looking for more, and so that's what really prompted us to explore this.
Tupac removed by many decades from Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison, I guess, was your first, so how decide to go that far back in the rock and roll catalog?
Well, we started to think about what would be the best way to expose the audience to this I guess it would be to have them feel comfortable. And as we started to research how much you hear different artists' music and how accepted they are, we realized that Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly both are in the zeitgeist of music. You hear probably their songs more than most than a Beyonce song, frankly, in your general daily life. Pretty Woman you hear on commercials, and same with Buddy Holly songs. And you hear, in A Star Is Born, there was a whole Roy Orbison section in that movie last year. So we thought that there's obviously a comfort with the artist and a nostalgia aspect of it, because you also look around and there are so many different tribute artists and shows running that are representative of Roy Orbison and or Buddy Holly.
So you started with Roy and you worked with the Orbison family. Tell us about that.
Correct. We started with Roy. And when we do these projects, we work very, very closely with the estates and the families of the artists. It's critical to us to be authentic and have it be the way, as close to the way it truly was as we can make it. And for that, we rely primarily on the families. And in this case, we worked with Roy's sons. And they were with us every step of the way in recreating Roy's image and his performance and the quality of the music, et cetera, et cetera.
How complicated a process is this, though? I mean, you're working with some old footage, and then it looks like it's colorized. And I don't know. Tell us about all the things you have to add to it.
Well, we do not use old footage. The only reason we use old footage is for reference. And we create these holograms from scratch. And essentially the way we do it is exactly the way they created Carrie Fisher and Peter Cushing in the Star Wars movie. Peter Cushing's been gone for 20 years, and he was all through that movie. And we use the exact same techniques. We start with a body double, and we capture the movements, and we And then do an inordinate amount of CGI work to capture the physical look of the artist.
All right, so the actor then is aware of the fact that they're coming in to kind of do the body motions and mimic the movements, but their faces aren't really going to end up on the final product.
Correct. Some of their facial features, you know, we also try and cast for facial features to be the basis of what we're doing. It just makes the CGI part of it a lot easier.
So,
and again, more authentic. What we don't want is we don't want these things to look like video games, and they don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you calculated, Marty, how many person hours of work go into each minute of hologram?
You know, I haven't, and I'm scared to look at that.
Not surprisingly. Marty Tudor's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the CEO of Base Hologram Productions, which is bringing this roadshow of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison to the Reading Civic Auditorium on September 20th, a Friday. 800-838-3760 for questions or comments. Emails go to jx@jeffnet.org. So it goes beyond the hologram. You got some elaborate staging. I mean, I've noticed that in with the Roy Orbison one, you had a full orchestra on stage with the hologram.
Correct. And we try and do that with all of our shows, where there's a significant live element to it as well. So in the case of the original Roy Orbison project, we actually went with the family and pitched the idea of Sony reissuing or re-recording some of Roy's songs with an orchestra. Sony had a lot of success with that with Elvis. And they were very open to it, and we said, if you guys do this, we will support it with a hologram tour. And so we embarked on this together. So Roy originally went out with, the album was recorded in London with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and we started our Roy tour in the UK with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and we played 12 shows with the RPO.
Wow, so it takes some syncing up. I noticed in some of the videos available online that I could see headphones on the conductor, so they have to be able to stay in sync with the hologram, obviously.
Oh yeah, the hologram runs the show. You know, another of our projects is we have Maria Callas, and Maria Callas was very famously said in her life when she was not following the conductor. Conductor said, "You must follow me," and she said, no, you follow me." And that's the way these holograms work. The conductor follows the hologram.
Talking about the musicians then who will be playing with the hologram, I just wonder if you get some funny response from people you approach about doing the work, things like, "Wait, what, I'm going to be playing with a hologram?"
You know, it's very interesting. The musicians especially are like really into it, because this is as close as you'll ever get to being, you're obviously not with the actual artist, but it's as close as you'll ever get to being near the actual artist and playing the music in a way that the artist truly wanted it played. And we, as I say, we ensure that by working very closely with the artist's estate. So in this case, it's both the Buddy Holly estate and the Roy Orbison estate.
So you mentioned Roy Orbison and the orchestra. Buddy Holly tended to go with a bit more compact kind of show. So how big is the band that'll be accompanying the two holograms in the Reading show?
It's actually going to be a much more authentic show, in that the bands will be pretty much the way they were when these guys were actually touring. So it'll be probably four or five musicians and some backup singers. But they will be live, mm-hmm. live.
And will there be any light on the other performers? I mean, the hologram is obviously the star of the show, but I mean, you're gonna be able to see the musicians and the backup singers?
Oh yeah, you not only see them, the artists interact with them, the holograms interact with their musicians and with the audience.
Wow, this sounds like it has to go through quite a bit of rehearsal before it hits a stage for a show.
It does. It's quite an undertaking, really. I mean, we script these shows out, We shoot them or create them, much like you create a movie, as I said, and then we put them together and rehearse them like a Broadway show. So it's, you know, 12 weeks of rehearsal of really getting this thing right.
Marty Tudor is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the CEO of Base Hologram Productions, bringing this hologram show of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison to the Reading Civic Auditorium on September 20th. Does the base stand for something? I notice it's capitalized in Base Hologram Productions.
No, it's just art.
Oh.
Honestly, we have a sister company, Base Entertainment, which is based in primarily Las Vegas, where we currently in Las Vegas are the largest producer of live production shows. So we currently have 4 shows running in Las Vegas, and we have 3 more scheduled to open in the coming 12 months. And then we have these shows out on the road. So we're a very active live production company, and that's one of the things that we brought to bear in doing these hologram shows, and especially these 2 shows, where, you know, we pride ourselves on having, you know, if we added it up, we'd probably have 200 years of collective experience with producing shows, and we bring that to bear in these hologram shows. So what you're going to see is a totally first-class production, which is very different than a lot of the other things that you may see out there in the world.
Now, I noticed you mentioned starting with the Roy Orbison show and the Royal Philharmonic in the UK. So you had Europe first, and I noticed responses and reviews from both continents ranging from complete enthusiasm to people thinking it's a little creepy. Have either set of responses inspired tweaks to the show?
Honestly, no. You know, just like anything, there are going to be people that think it's great and people that it doesn't appeal to. With response to the creepy comment, you know, I think that people have a misunderstanding about this in that, you know, when you go to a movie theater and you see Star Wars is the perfect example. They saw Carrie Fisher up there. She was gone. We saw Peter Cushing up there. He's been gone. And yet people didn't think twice about it. They just enjoyed the performances. And really, that's what this is. It's no different than watching a movie, if you will.
Well, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, people don't mind seeing movies of actors who are long, long gone.
Right. And it's the same thing, in my view. And why, if you enjoy this music and really are an enthusiast for it, why not just embrace it and enjoy it and have a good time? Because that's what this is about. Entertaining an audience and having a great evening and emotionally connecting with the audience. That's critical to us. This is something we've learned from our years producing live shows. Emotional connection is the key to it. And here, the audience goes on a ride, on a musical ride.
Marty, we talked about the work it takes to bring the hologram shows together, and I wanted to ask specifically about now the equipment, and I wonder if you end up bringing more equipment to produce the hologram than there is for the live people performing on stage with it.
There are some additional things. In order to project the hologram, we use a very special digital laser that is extremely powerful. I'm told, I haven't ever been in it, they don't let me near it, and it's probably a good thing, but I'm told that inside the projector is a military-grade laser, and it gives you a quality of image that is far and away better than most anything out there right now.
So is there another dimension? Is there another act you're thinking of next to put into a hologram show?
There is, and we are actually in production on it, but I can't tell you about it because we haven't announced it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be it's scheduled for 2020, and it's a very well-known artist, and I think people will be very enthusiastic about it.
I imagine that can be a bit of a trick in the hologram business, though. You had good luck, obviously, working with the Roy Orbison family and with the Buddy Holly estate. But I imagine there are some others that might make this a little expensive or just refuse to work with you or any one of those things.
Well, yeah, everybody has their own feelings about this. And a lot of people are standing back. And this is a nascent industry in that, you know, we're at the very beginning of what this is and can be. So people are standing back and watching to see how we do. And we, knock on wood, have been very successful to date and just see it expanding.
So you mentioned seeing Tupac at Coachella. Is that show still on the road? And is that have anything to do with your company?
No, that was done by somebody else. It was a one-time thing for Coachella. They only did two songs, so it never had any follow-up to it. So it would be actually a great thing to continue on with that. I think there would be a big audience for it.
All right, we'll see what other artists of the past emerge on stages around the world as holograms, as the entertainment industry continues to find ways to accommodate that. We are talking to Marty Tudor. He's the CEO at Base Hologram Productions, which is bringing the Buddy Holly Roy Orbison show to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Friday, September 20th. Marty, thanks so much for spending time with us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. This has been really helpful to me and enlightening. Actually, your questions were great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us. And as we leave, of course, a little bit of Buddy Holly to take us up to the break.